But I'm going to take the pressure off tonight. You better tell people how they can be blessed real quick.
Amen. You can scroll down to the right-hand side of your screen as you're watching us and click the link that says, click here to give online. Click it, follow it, fill out the form. Honor God, and God will honor you.
Honor God. But I honor God, nothing happens, no. Because you got to know what it's taught in the Bible, have dominion. Amen. And rule and reign. That's why people are successful in the world and they don't have to go to church because they literally have taken it out of the Word of God. They take dominion. The church people, all they do, I got power over the devil. Well, why don't you take dominion then? Why do you talk about your aches and your pains and your poverty? Why don't you be like David, say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. From a sheep herder, he becomes an architect. A giant killer, then he becomes an architect and he designs Solomon's temple. And besides designing it, how much did he give to the building of it?
Over $100 billion.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. How much did he give?
Over $100 billion.
It's in the Bible. You want to check it out? Read about it. Then you're going to say like David, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Why? Because he worked at what he believed. Amen. When Goliath was threatening the children of Israel, he found out there was a reward. Whoever killed Goliath was going to get a reward from the king. All bills were going to be paid. And he's going to get the king's daughter. He said, that's for me. Say it one more time. I want to make sure I heard what you said. Whoever defeats Goliath is going to get the king's daughter. All the bills are going to be paid. Lord, give me a rich woman. Ladies, say, give me a rich man.
Rich man.
I didn't hear you.
Give me a rich man.
Oh, that's better. Amen. He got the king's daughter. He got all his bills paid. And he's a teenager. He's a teenager. He goes to get 5 smooth stones. Oh, you can't protect yourself nowadays. You know why they don't want for you to protect yourself? Because they don't want you to rule and reign. They want to keep you in submission. They want evil to overtake you. In the Bible, they protected themselves. They took on the whole armor of God. Battle after battle after battle. You can read in the Old Testament. Even Jesus fought the battle when he died on Calvary. He had to die to get the victory. He had to die to get the victory. We're leaving in a new era. All right?
Right.
There's a song say, folks are dumb where I come from, doing what comes naturally. It's just a natural thing for some people to be dumb. You know, sheep are very humble, but they're also dumb animals. You put a goat in the midst of the sheep, and the sheep will follow a goat because they're very timid and they're dumb. How did he design Solomon's temple? By the writing. He said he wrote. He drew up architectural plans, and it was given to him by the Holy Spirit. How did Noah build an ark? How do you build an ark when you've never been to school, never taken up architecture? How do you build an ark? Because the plans were given to him by God.
Amen. This book here
are the plans for your life, your destiny. Hello? Do you know what the word crises means in the Hebrew? Can I see your hand out here? In the Hebrew means birthing stool. How long does it take for a child to be born? 9 months. Hello? When did 9/11 hit? 9th month, 9/11. You know what 11 represents? Judgment. And out of the crises that took place on 9/11, God's going to have some birthing, some children that are going to be anointed of God in these days we're living in. 9/11's tomorrow. I tell you, by now in the end of the year, you're going to see a change. Because out of evil, God brings good. Even like Moses, 3 months, mother hiding him, put in the River Nile. Pharaoh's daughter takes him out of the River Nile. He becomes leader. Joseph put in jail. Out of crises, he becomes a leader in Egypt. Come on. Daniel, amen, becomes a leader. Crises took place, became a leader. Joseph, hello, put in jail. Crises. His brothers wanted to kill him, but what happened? He became a leader. God is going to raise up people today, anointed the Spirit of God with some leadership, and you're going to take dominion, and you're going to know your rightful place. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not here to hear myself talk. I could be like a lot of preachers, just have you come in, take your tithe and offering, pat you on the real side, you pass some gas, and you go home. It's in the Bible about that passing gas. Oh, pastor, here we go. Get it for us in Isaiah, Kevin. I'm telling you what's in God's word. People, oh, that's not in the Bible. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is about passing. That's all some people do. They go to church and pass gas. Well, we're home now. We had a good time. But it says no children were born. You know, it's like a woman going, she feels the pain, she goes to the hospital, but due date isn't yet. Due date wasn't yet. But they go to the hospital, go back home, it ain't due date yet, but I feel the pain. How's it read in Isaiah?
Isaiah 26, 17 and 18. Like as a woman with child that draws.
Oh, wait, Pastor. Easy, Pastor Kevin. Now take it easy.
All right.
You don't want to offend people now. You know, people, that's why Jesus said truth will make you free. Truth is knowledge. What's so difficult in church saying passing gas? I mean, someone sneezes and you say amen. God bless you. Achoo! God bless you. Hello? Amen. I was going to say, well, why don't they say that when the other thing happened? Why don't they say God bless you there? Because you're getting rid of the pain. I don't want to get too involved in this because it's difficult, you know. Oh, God, we're in church. What better place to learn and have God open up your understanding? And that's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, my attitude. People don't have the right attitude. That's why they can't get healed. They can't face the reality of the truth that's in this world. So how does that read? Children have come to birth, and what happened? Like a woman. Start that again, please.
Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs. So have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind.
And if you look up that word, brought forth wind, in the Hebrew, it means a terrible smell. I know we're all perfect, we don't have a terrible smell. Is that what it means, bring a forth wind? What does it mean?
A foul smell.
A foul smell. It's in the book. If you don't like that page, we'll remove that page for you. There'll be a lot of pages. People say, well, that's the Holy Bible. Let me tell you something. From Genesis to Revelation, that book is not that holy. There's a lot of things that went on in that book. From cover to cover. We call it the Holy Bible. It's not that holy because a lot of things are between those covers. Hello, church. You read it yourself. Find out what I'm talking about. They caught a woman in adultery. All right? So Jesus gets down and he starts writing this. We caught her. If he was caught, that meant there was a man involved, but the man wasn't there. You know why? Woman in that day didn't have any right to anything. You were guilty. You didn't have a right for any judge or anyone. You were guilty. That's why she was there and the man wasn't, because he was guilty. And you know why Jesus wrote in the sand that didn't say anything? because the Roman government had authority in that day. And if Jesus would have said, kill her, all right, then he would have been in trouble with the Roman government. But he didn't say anything because the Jewish law also stated, stone her to death. So there were two laws he was up against, the Roman law, and he was up against the Jewish law. That's why he didn't say anything. He was a smart man.